This is the Horse Radio Network.
What a beautiful day for horses in the morning.
Good morning, horse people. This is Coach Jen from Ocala, Florida, and you're listening to the Horses in the Morning show on the Horse Radio Network for March 12th, 2013, episode 612.
Good Tuesday morning to you, and I do mean a good Tuesday morning.
Well, if you insist on being accurate about it.
You know, only somebody with perfect comedic timing could produce this much energy in one shot.
Well, it's finally here. The 2013 edition of The Road to the Horse, the Equestrian World's version of March Madness. To help your bracketing strategy along, Western Radio Show co-hosts Alan Moorhead and Tammy Sarantz bring you a personality preview with the youngest trainer ever to compete in this prestigious event, Obie Schlohm. And now you'll want hit 'em on your speed dial because Wednesday is Wheel of Trivia Day. That's right, tomorrow. During the first half hour of each Wednesday morning, cleverly courageous listeners who call into the show at 347-637-3238 will have the opportunity to win fantastic prizes by responding to some exceptionally simple trivia questions. Thus far, we've handed out over $1,000 worth of prizes on the wheel, and it doesn't look like we'll slow down anytime soon. That number one more time for those of you without a QWERTY keyboard, 347-637-3238, every Wednesday morning at the opening of the show at 9 a.m.
Tammy, it's that time of the year, Road to the Horse, and this year we're looking to make history. You know, Stacy Westfall's the only female that's ever attended and won Road to the Horse, but this year I guess we got double the chances at it. Guys are going to be tough to beat, though. So
I know, and I'm really confused this year, Alan, because you've got...
You're blonde.
No, that's not the only reason. We have two top cowgirls.
Yeah.
And then we have two Australians. So do I go for the Australian home team or do I go for the cowgirls? I'm torn. So.
Should be an easy choice.
Cowgirls.
Cowgirls. Absolutely.
It's the sisterhood, Alan.
Well, Sarah Winters is going to be one of them, Richard Winters' daughter. And she's 22. And I believe, if memory serves me correctly from what I have read and heard, that the other cowgirl is going to be the youngest competitor, either 19 years old. Obie Schlohm, California, we welcome you to the Western Radio Show.
Hi, guys.
So good to have you.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
Yeah,
you're welcome.
And she's a Californian that's on our side, so for all of you folks that are worried about the California thing, so just
she's quit. In Texas right now, Alan. Yeah. We'll give her that.
Right.
I'm changing my ways. I'm a little slowly but surely.
That's what I said when I got here, too, from Australia, Obie, so you're okay.
I just want to make it clear that I'm not one of, quote-unquote, them. So, not pointing fingers or nothing. I love y'all. It's all good.
Yeah. She comes from the left coast, but in just talking with her off the air a minute ago, she's got some of our right coast thoughts in there, too, so that's a good thing. And to be representing herself in California and her family at the Road to the Horse, to be the youngest competitor and possibly to be in the history of the Road to the Horse, only the second woman to win it. How does that feel for you going in as a 19-year-old?
It's a little bit of pressure, but, I mean, win or lose, I've already learned so much just being here. And we were talking about today with the staff members. It's not so much like the Road to the Horse, the event, it's more the road to the event. And I've just, like, win or lose, walk away from this deal. I've learned so much, and I feel a better person from all of it. So I'm just honored to go, and it's going to be fun, and I'm looking forward to it.
So you're down at the Mustang Heritage Foundation, Obi. Tell us a little bit of how you got affiliated with the Mustang and what you've been doing with them to get ready for Road to the Horse.
Last year in, in May, I competed at a Mustang makeover in Norco, which is about 40 minutes from where I live. And I had two Mustangs because they had an incentive program for those of us who wanted to adopt two Mustangs. We could go into a separate category where we could earn more money and potentially a saddle. And I was thinking, you know, I mean, I'm just now old enough to do it because I was 18 at the time. And I was like, you know, I think I'm going to get two Mustangs and I'm going to go big or go home kind of thing. And so I got two Mustangs and the Lord blessed that weekend. I ended up winning first and second on the two Mustangs that I had. And I was so grateful and I was quite shocked because there was a bunch of variables that were working against us, but that weekend kind of brushed them all under the table. So it was good. And then Miss Patty Colbert, who runs the Mustang Heritage Foundation, she came to me and presented me with a bunch of really good opportunities, and I had to go take a test where I was tested to see if I'd be eligible to compete at Road to the Horse. And it was kind of on the hush-hush because they didn't really know if I was going to have, like, the potential to go. And then Miss Tootie was contacted, and she actually formally gave me the invite. And so, I mean, all this kind of comes back to, like, the Mustangs. Like, if it wasn't for them, Miss Colbert probably never would have seen me, and I would still be in Southern California probably doing not a whole lot, just working with the horses that I had. But, I mean, it was crazy to me how, like, all of it came together, and I've met some really great folks down here at the Mustang Heritage Foundation and some lifelong friends that I'll walk away from this trip with. So it's been really a really big godsend for sure.
And it was 6 years in the making because, as I read your bio, you were 12 years old in 2007, the Extreme Mustang Makeover you saw on television. What kind of thoughts for success into the Mustang Makeover did that give you to work on for those 6 years to where you went when you were 18 years old?
I just remember seeing how impressed I was that they could take them wild horses in 120 days and do what they do with them, and It was very impressive, and I like myself a good challenge, and I really try to better myself as a horseman, and I'm always kind of working towards bigger and better goals. And I've always been real partial to colt starting, and the Mustang Makeover, you have like 120 to up to 90 days.
Yeah.
To start this colt yourself and see how far you can get done. And I have always wanted to enter the colt starting competition, and that was the first one to roll around because typically you have to be 18. And when I first seen it, I was like, one day I'm going to do that. And as soon as I turned 18, I signed up. So,
was that your first opportunity to work with the Mustangs, Obi? And if it was, what did you find was the difference compared to the domestic horses that you've had worked with before?
It wasn't my first time working with Mustangs. There's been a few up in Northern California that people have called me up to work with. It was definitely my first time, like, training one to do more than just the first couple rides, like, kind of taking them a little farther. And I just learned they're quite intelligent, and from being born and raised out in the open, they have a lot more self-preservation instinct, almost like a mule would. And so you just kind of have to be more aware that they know a little more, and they're a little more edgy than your typical domestic horse. But I was way partial to them, and I mean, I'd take a Mustang any day. They're really nice ponies.
You know, one thing I want to ask you too is one of your quotes, and Tammy and I have talked about this several times, is just when you're training horses to take what they give you. And one of your quotes is, those horses taught me, well, you're talking about people bringing you bad horses. And, you said that those horses taught me how important it is to be calm and confident and to have a plan for each horse each day and accept and appreciate everything that each horse gives you. So in that sense, I kind of read that, when you're working horses, you're learning as much from the horse as you may have from any one individual cowboy or cowgirl. And that would lead me to ask you, who has been your main inspiration from the two-legged side of it? And, just how much have you learned from working with the horses that were brought to you that were bad to try to make good?
Oh yeah. I mean, I'm always trying to be the student of the horse, and I tell you what, I've definitely learned more from the horses than I've have any one given person, but there's been some really influential people in my life, definitely. There's been more than one, so it's really hard to single one out because I've really learned so much from each and every one that I can't really choose one. But growing up, I really looked and, like, I mean, we started out looking into John Lyon's program, and then as I got older, we looked into Dennis Reese, and then there was, like, I really liked Martin Black and Buck Brannerman's style of training, and then I really got into, like, Chris Cox and Clinton Anderson and just, like, a little bit of everybody, and then some really, really good friends of mine up in Northern California, the Bartletts and Linda Laird and Rebecca Evans. I mean, all them folks, and even down here in Texas, like the Hogans who work for MHF, like they've all been, everybody's been so influential on where I'm at today. But it all really does come back to when I'm at home, I'm by myself, and it's like, what are these horses teaching me kind of thing? And so, like, I can only give them so much, but it's like more of like how I'm learning to help them get better. And it's a two-way street for sure.
Now, when you were working race colts at the Los Alamitos race courts, and most everybody knows how the thoroughbreds can be, you can have the same horse be five different ways 5 days of the week. How much did that really teach you about working with the horses as well and to take what they give you?
It really taught me to be calm. Those horses are pretty hot bred, and, I mean, obviously, because they're running horses, but that, and they have a lot of patience, because sometimes they can't help that their natural instincts are taking over. And right. So it was a matter of me having the confidence for them, even though it was pretty tough at times to be, like, totally brave and totally bold about something, but you knew it was going to keep you and that horse safe, so... It was just a matter of just being confident for them and help keeping them quiet. And that taught me a great deal, for sure.
And did you come from a family that was raised with horses, or is this something that you've just taken on your own?
My mom, she had a horse when she was a teenager that she bought off a neighbor. And she would ride him a bunch. And then when my parents met up and got married, they had two mules. And my mom got way partial to the mules, but then once they started having kids, they sold the mules. And then when I came along, I was horse crazy from the get-go. And so we got back into it then, and then we moved into our property that we have in Silverado right now, where we've been for the last 12 years and or 13 years now. And that's when we started getting back into it. And then in the last couple of years, my brother and sister have gotten a little more into it, but my family really hasn't been into the level that I've taken it to ever. Like, my dad is a business interiors designer and works with a family company and or family-owned company, I'm sorry. And then there's really no relatives on either side of my family that are really into the horses, except for my second cousin, which is, like, way distant off, and I've never even met her, so... It's just been kind of random. I think God just kind of put it in my heart to go down this road.
So as you approach Road to the Horse, you've got your colt. This is a little different situation being a competition, but are you going to go in with the same philosophy that you've always had, or are you going to approach this a little different since you're on a time restraint?
Oh, no, absolutely. I mean, everything's going to be the same. I mean, you're just watching our program spread out over 3 days is all it is. I mean, there's no difference.
Have you had a chance to meet with Sarah, work with Sarah any at all?
Did you say with Sarah, sir?
Yeah.
I'm sorry. No, unfortunately, I haven't gotten to talk with her much. I've been dying to. I'm really looking forward to meeting her. I really look up to her pa and her whole family and whatnot. And I got the opportunity to meet her parents at the Supreme last year in Fort Worth. And I just, ever since then, I'm just like, I really want to meet Sarah, so I just can't wait to meet her in a week now.
They seem like a phenomenal family, and I've loved the pictures of Sarah venting that I've seen come through on Facebook.
Oh, yeah. They're awesome folks, way kind-hearted.
Now, have you ever seen Guy McLean, Dan James at all do their stuff with horses? I mean, they won it last year, didn't they?
Yes, sir. They're extraordinary horsemen. I'm quite honored to be a competitor with one of them, and, like, it blows my mind. I still have to wake up in the morning and pinch myself because I'm like, oh, I feel like I'm dreaming. I actually had the opportunity to meet Dan James last summer here in Texas, and we went shopping in Teskes. It was pretty funny. Like they took us all down there and whatnot, and it was way fun. And I've watched Guy McLean perform in Las Vegas for NFR, but I've not met Guy McLean yet. So
okay, now you're 19.
Yes,
Sarah
sir.
Sarah's 22. I'm not sure how old Dan is, but, I mean, Guy McLean, I guess he's the senior of all of you right now. I mean, he's like 110 compared to what y'all are.
He's senior, but he's not even that senior, really.
No, he's still a spring chicken, man. He puts a lot of people I know to shame for sure. And I don't hope nothing, but, like, I'm a little intimidated going up against these big boys. Like, these guys know have their guns, but I'm definitely going to go out there and try for sure.
Well, heck, if you ain't going to go try, you might as well not even go.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, sure. You'll have all the cowgirls on Sarah and you on your side, that's for sure.
I'm excited. I'm glad you made that choice, too, to choose the cowgirls over your
cowgirls, Australians.
Those homeboys.
Australians. Yeah. Us girls got to stick together. Hey, Alan.
Dang right.
What do you mean? Hey, I'm us girls. I'm going for the guys here. I mean,
we know you're kind, Alan.
Oh wow, categorizing. Oh boy.
Yeah, that's profiling, and profiling is wrong.
We didn't profile Obi from being from California, Alan.
That's all right. That's to be expected. I'll go with that.
She talks and thinks like we do. That's a good thing. I don't wish them any bad, but I mean, I've got to pull for the guys, even though they're from Australia. I like.
So we'll have
guys.
To revisit this when the dust settles and just see what happened.
The proof will be in the pudding, and I wish good luck to everybody. And I mean, it's going to be an intense situation for sure. I mean, everybody's going to be competitive, but I mean, it's just going to be a really good display of, like, some really good horsemanship watching my fellow competitors go out there. And it's going to be – I'm just honored to be in the midst of it all.
It is, and that's exactly what it is. It's a huge celebration of the horse, and that's just what makes it so exciting.
So Tammy and I can go ahead and make a bet that after the Road to the Horse, we'll have the winners on the Western Radio Show to talk about their victory next.
The winners, there's going to be one winner this time. There was two last time because they were in teams, Alan.
So I'll go ahead and call Guy and see what kind of time he has that he can talk to us. Or what. I'm just kidding, people. Ladies, chill out.
Mm-hmm. You never know anymore with all the twists that go on at Road to the Horse what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. There are so many variables.
So tell us, Obi, when you walk into the Bermuda, what are you going to look for in a colt when you pick yours out? What's chop on your list that a must-have, that a 4/6 colt has?
They're all amazing horses, and I'm so tickled that they're bringing that kind of quality horse flesh, and just to ride one of the 6's colts is going to be an extraordinary experience in itself. So, I mean, picking one of them nice horses, I mean, that's going to be tough. I mean, they're all so nice, but I'm really going for disposition. I mean, I really look for a soft eye and kind of a kind expression, to be honest with you. So,
someone who's not leading the herd, or the one that's kind of at the back, or are you looking for one in the middle? Or
kind of in the middle, to be honest with you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So it sounds like you might be using the kind of a theory and strategy as to, like, if you was walking into the herd to cutting and picking out your cattle.
Yes, sir. We kind of have a lot of planning we've been doing, and they actually let us in on the paperwork, the breeding, and whatnot for each of the horses. We haven't seen them live, but we've seen brief pictures, and so I have a few I have picked out in the back of my mind. Hopefully, I'll be able to select one of those few.
You can visually match what the horse is to the paperwork that you've seen.
Yes, sir. They sent it all the information to us.
Yep, and that's available on the Road to the Horse website too, Alan.
Yes, sir.
Bermuda's available for everybody. So, yep, it's going to be great.
It's at www.roadtothehorse.com, and over at the top, they've got all the drop downs that come up with competitors and the dates, which will be March the 15th through the 17th. All Tech Arena, they're in Lexington, Kentucky. The KY, that's where it's at. One other thing I want to ask you before we get going is, 19 years old, and you've done a whole lot with working on the racetrack, Extreme Mustang Makeover when you were 18, winning that, and being voted as the fan favorite
at your very first competition like that. But you were talking about a soft, kind eye and that kind of a thing. I want to talk about something that I know you've done with an animal that may not have a soft, kind eye. You've done some bull riding in your career and in your life. Why?
Why not?
I thought you were going to talk about the zebra that she deals with, Alan, because I'm like, that's probably not a soft, kind eye.
He's a sweetheart to me, man. I really sure do love that little striped dude. He's my compadre. I'm not going to lie. He sometimes doesn't like other people, but he's not bad at all. Like, he's pretty all right.
Kind of had me confused where you're going there, Alan.
Yeah. But the bull riding, that, I mean, it's hard to explain to somebody how passionate and absorbed you can get into that sport. I mean, it doesn't make any sense to anybody. And, like, I mean this with all due respect, but it's like, it's either you're going to feel it or you're not going to feel it. And I poured my heart and soul into it. And I mean, I never was any big PBR rider or something like that, but I dang sure enjoyed the time that God gave me to do that, and I'm grateful for the experience, and it taught me a bunch.
Yeah, and just a little bit of advice for those of you who are listening. If you try it and you don't feel it, don't try to find it, because you'll feel something you don't want to feel, and it's broken bones.
Yeah, he's right about that. I knew the first time I got on that there was something good about what I was doing, so that's why I stuck with it.
Awesome.
That's right. If you don't feel it, don't keep looking for it, because you ain't going to find nothing but a hospital bed. It's doggone dangerous.
Well, even if you do feel it, sometimes you find the hospital bed, but that's just kind of what happens.
Yeah, for sure. Well, we know you've got a lot to do to get ready for it. And some of your goals, I mean, you're 19 years old, and you've already accomplished so much. And obviously, you've got a respected name out there for them to get in touch with you, to have you at the forefront for the Road to the Horse. But what's in the future for Obie Sloan?
I'm fixing to go home after this and get that stud coal mine, or not mine, he actually belongs to Mr. and Mrs. Bob and Renee Burlingame with Fetcherson. He's their horse, and get him ready for the fraternity at the end of the year. And I'm going to enroll in college this fall also and finish my education there, and then kind of wherever God takes me down my path in life. And I just eventually, like, my goal, like, hopefully it matches up to his goal, but I'd love to go punch cows and kind of get a good ranch job and ride good horses and start some more colts and whatnot. And that's what I love to do. But I just want to see wherever life takes me right now. I'm kind of just riding it out.
Right. And the Futurity you're talking about is the National Reining Horse Association's World Championship Futurity in Oklahoma City in December, right?
Yes, sir.
So that could be a whole lot of fun. How about the bull riding? Are you going to continue to try to do anything with that? Or
you know, it's been an aching in me for sure. And I've been, once this is all said and done, I'm going to do some serious praying about it and seeing if God wants me to go back down that road or not. So
yeah,
we'll see. We're just going to have to see.
And with the way you say you have your zebra working, I need to get you hooked up with John Payne, the One Armed Bandit and Company. Scheidler, Oklahoma, who does the rodeo act, where
he's going to be there, Alan.
Oh, really?
Uh-huh, yep.
He's been working his act and trying to get it done with some zebras. He's been having a hard time. We need to get Obie to help him out.
Oh, wow.
You'll have to have some conversations with that at Road to the Horse.
He's done it with Longhorn Watusi cattle. He's done it with mules. He's done it with Mustangs. I've seen them all work, and it's great. He's done it with buffalo to get them up there, and he had a wild hare and went striped this last year, and he's been trying to get some zebras broke to where they'd go up there on top of that trailer and that kind of a thing. So maybe Obie can help him out.
Yeah,
I've watched him a bunch of times. I look up to that guy. He is a hand and a half for sure. Like, I'm way impressed.
No, he is just a hand. There's only one there.
Two.
No, there's only a hand. The other is a prosthetic that he sticks in his belt. He's only got one arm, so there's
really?
He's only a hand. Yeah, that's what
I
call it. Tammy, One Arm Bandit and Company.
I didn't know that, Alan.
Yeah, and we've had him on the show in the past, and Jimmy Kay and myself when we first got things started. Oh, God, he's a legend, and his son does it as well. Lynn Payne, his daughter Amanda does it. Both of them have two arms, but when you watch that guy with one arm go across there and pop that whip and that little Mustang does everything on leg cues, it's pretty dang amazing. But I'll bet you that Obi could do it too.
I bet so.
I don't know, guys. That guy is pretty handy, so we'll see. I'm excited to meet him. I sure hope he's there. I'd love to meet him.
If you go talk to him, right, and if you want me to set up a meeting with you, I can certainly do that. We were at a deal in Rock Springs, Wyoming, like 4 or 5 years ago, and he let my wife finally ride that Palomino horse of his, and she had a big time on that son of a gun. Now, she didn't work the cattle or nothing like that, but
no,
she did have fun.
Well, there might be a lot of chatting going on at Road to the Horse about zebras, Alan.
Absolutely. And other things, too. Could there be the youngest female champion of the Road to the Horse, youngest competitor ever to win the Road to the Horse with all the guys that's been there, and looking to keep up the legend of Stacy Westfall, who's won it before? Best of luck to you, Obi Sloan. We certainly appreciate you joining us today on WesternRadioShow.com, and wish you all the luck in the world for your future, and stay on the horses and watch out for them bulls. They'll get you when you least expect it.
Thank you guys so much for having me. I appreciate it.
You bet.
No, you're welcome. Thanks for joining us.
Obi Sloan, you can find out more about her on roadtothehorse.com. And, of course, she has a website as well. It's www.obbiesclom.com. Find out more. You might want her to ride one of your horses. Get it broke the right way. Or started and educated the right way. Don't say broke. Got it. Yep, absolutely. Tammy and I'll be right back to close this show out right after this.
Do you have a company in the horse world? Are you looking to get the word out about your products, services, or shows? At the Horse Radio Network, we understand our advertisers need to reach the equestrian consumer in the most efficient, cost-effective way possible. Internet radio shows like this one, also called podcasts, allow the flexibility and creativity to craft unique messages that stand out from the herd and reinforce your existing marketing and social media strategies. If you want to learn more about advertising on this show or any of our shows on the Horse Radio Network, contact us at Glenn with two N's at horseradionetwork.com, or you can call us at 859-951-2022. Our listeners are terrific, engaged, and avid horse people, the ones that you are looking for.
Years old, and I mean, you talk to her and you think you're talking to a 30-year veteran of horse training.
I know, and like no pressure or anything. Right. Just at the Kentucky Horse Park breaking a colt. That's a lot of pressure.
Yeah.
She's handling it well, so I'll be excited to go, Ellen. I can't wait.
And I think if she sticks to her plan and you can tell that she has a great respect for every one of the other competitors.
Mm-hmm.
And you know, Sarah Dan, Guy McLean, and what they've done in their career. But I don't think she's going to get hung up on that. She's just going to go and do what she does. And if you're not in awe of everything else, then you will awe everybody into what you're doing. I just think she has that going for her. She's, you know, great personality, great kid, and she's got a great future. Win, lose, or draw right here. She's not going to lose if she doesn't win.
That's kind of what I think, Ellen. It looks like she's kind of got her mind focused on the horse and what she's going to do and just going to enjoy it. So I think it's going to be a great show.
Yeah, for sure. Absolutely. Look forward to it. You're going to be there. I'm not going to be there. I've got a deal down in Jacksonville, Florida for the National Barrel Horse Association. And anyway, March the 15th through the 17th, 2013, in Lexington, Kentucky, the Bluegrass Country, at the Kentucky Horse Park, the All-Tech Arena. We'll host this year's Road to the Horse, featuring Obi Sloan, Dan James, Guy McLean, and Sarah Winters, all in competition to be this year's Road to the Horse champion. One of the guys. They're going to win.
But, Ellen, if people can't make it there, they can watch the live webcast. They are going to go out on live webcast. So if you can't make it to the Kentucky Horse Park, you can watch them on the webcast. So you don't have to miss out. You can see if Ellen wins or I win. I've got to go for the girls. So it's girls versus guys, Ellen, I guess.
Yeah.
So
I'm going to go ahead and...
Are you going to pick one of your guys or are you just going to say guys?
It's just guys, but I'm just saying that I've got confidence that I can go ahead and book Guy McLean on for the championship interview afterwards.
Oh, they're all so tough, Ellen. And you know what? It really depends a lot on the colt, too. I mean, they could just pick a really tough colt.
Yeah.
So, well, I don't know.
Wasn't it in last year's competition that one of them changed horses right in the middle of it? And, I mean, it's just an amazing story.
That was,
was it a Canadian? Yeah.
Well, I want to say it was Pat Pirelli, but I'm not 100% sure. I think the horse was getting a little dehydrated, and they just wanted to err on caution on the side of the horse, and they decided Pat could start it again. So I think that was Pat Ellen, but you wouldn't want to quote me on that.
Yeah, I understand. And an update real quick. We've held off on it, but give us the update on the surgery and where we are and what's going on in the life of Tammy Schrantz right now.
The update, in all honesty, Alan, the surgery was difficult for me to get over. It's taken a lot. And coming into the surgery, I really thought the surgery was just the fix-all. I would go and have the surgery and come back and everything would be great. But it's kind of like anything, Alan. It takes a long time to heal, and healing isn't just physical. It's going through the physical, it's going through the rehab, it's going through the mental healing and the spiritual healing, and it's just everything together as a package. So it has been difficult for me. I've got one more month before I'm allowed on a horse just for light riding. So I think getting horseback for me is going to be a huge leg up on my spirit. I have sure missed the ponies.
Well, you can start off with the mini, then you don't have as far to fall if you fall or anything like that.
A Bam Bam might not appreciate that.
Well, you could hook up your sulky and do a little driving before you start getting on, you know. Just kind of get the feel of the horse in your fingers with the leather there.
I think Hansa might be a safer bet, actually.
Slow. Yeah, I could loan you Monty. He's better than
that. It's fun. Well, I don't know about that, but... everything else is going good. So my hair's growing back, Alan.
And there's, I saw the pictures. You emailed me the pictures of right afterwards. And
my hair is going back, so it's kind of exciting.
I guess maybe now's about the time that we could go ahead and post one of those pictures of when you were getting ready for the surgery or after the surgery and where the hair is growing back to now. And you know, prayer work, like I said, I knew there was a lot going on. I would just text you or email you and say, you whatnot, won't know what's going on. But and I know that there are thousands and thousands that are out there doing the same. A lot of our listeners.
I know. I've got emails, Alan, and I really appreciate it. And I thank everyone and Glenn and all the Horse Radio Network who helped me for my benefit auction. That little auction that I thought was not going to be very big actually raised a lot of money and has covered all my post-op stuff and is covering my physical therapy right now. So I really am just so grateful for everyone. And people do something so small and they don't think it's much, but to think that people actually bid on an item and they go to the post office and they mail a check and I'm just so grateful for that. And you just can't say thank you enough. And not until you're in that situation and do you truly understand how grateful that you are for each and every one of those people that do that. So,
especially when there's obviously not a lot of people that you actually know personally. It's just folks that have listened to us on the internet with our podcast, their concerns and their prayers. It surely means a lot to know that they're out there to do that. And, it'll certainly make a difference in the recovery. So continue the prayers, folks.
God it's all good, Alan. So good I'm still in physical therapy and rehab and trying to get off some medications, but it's on the up and up. So I think the corner's being turned.
That's a good thing. And, man, she's going to be back with us some more. Be sure to listen next week. We're going to have another great show for you on WesternRadioShow.com.
Yep, and the show notes and links from today's show is at www.westernradioshow.com. And we'd love to hear your feedback. We have a contact link on the website, or you can Twitter at Horse Radio. You can email Alan at alan@horseradionetwork.com or Tammy@horseradionetwork.com. And we're on Facebook, Western Radio Show, and Alan Moorhead and Tammy Schrantz.
And again, be sure to visit all the great shows on the Horse Radio Network at www.horseradionetwork.com. Yeah, you've been getting emails. I don't get emails. I feel lonely.
I'll send you one.
Glad things are going well. And remember, folks, it's March the 15th through the 17th. There's going to be a webcast. Just go to www.roadtothehorse.com. It's the 2013 edition, 10th year of the Road to the Horse. Is it going to be Obie Sloan, Sarah Winters, Dan James, or Guy McClang?
Yeah. Cowgirls.
girls are good. Guys. They do everything.
Girls.
Yeah. Okay.
We'll argue about it. We'll find out later.
And remember, folks, no matter how bad things get, the world looks better when you're looking down between the ears of your horse. God bless. This is episode 142 of the Western Radio Show on the Horse Radio Network, Road to the Horse Preview. Please support our sponsors as they make this show possible. Our titles, we'll come back to those later.